Stories of the prophets, peace be upon them. God's prayers are followed by peace. For the best of all creation. Olu Azman has a high status. The story of Moses, peace be upon him. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad. And upon all his family and companions. And after. After Moses, peace be upon him, returned to the children of Israel. And with him were 70 men of their choice. God Almighty commanded him to lead the children of Israel to the Holy Land. From the country of Palestine. God has written it as a home for them. So Moses, peace be upon him, informed them of God's command for them. They said, "We have no knowledge of those places." So God Almighty inspired Moses to choose 12 captains from his people. He ordered him to send them to the Holy Land. To understand the conditions of its residents. And let them know some of their news. Moses, peace be upon him, carried out what his Lord commanded him to do. This was what he said to the captains. "Don't tell anyone but me what you see." When the captains entered the Holy Land, they learned about the conditions of its residents. They found there a mighty people. From the Canaanites and others. They worship idols. They found great strength and huge bodies in them. The captains returned to Moses, peace be upon him. They told him that he was in a group of the children of Israel. "We have come to the land to which you sent us. So, in fact, it produces milk and honey. This is one of its fruits. However, those who live there are stronger. Their city is fortified." Each of their captains began to forbid his tribe from fighting. So Moses, peace be upon him, ordered them to enter. Fighting them and evacuating them from Jerusalem. God wrote it for them and promised it to them. They refused and stayed away from jihad. The Prophet of God reminded them of God's blessing upon them. And his kindness to them with religious and worldly blessings. He warned them, saying, "Do not fall back on your heels or stop fighting your enemies. So you lose after profit and decrease after perfection." They said, "O Moses, there are mighty people there. We will not enter it until they leave it. If they leave it, we will enter. Fear these mighty ones." They witnessed the destruction of Pharaoh. "He is more powerful than these. More powerful, and more powerful." This shows that they are to blame in this article. They are reprehensible in this situation. From humiliation from confrontation with enemies. And the resistance of the wretched Marada. Two God-fearing men rose. May God bless them both with Islam. And they said, "O people, just let us enter the door. Once you enter upon them, you will be victorious. And put your trust in God if you are believers." The children of Israel said, "We will never enter it as long as those people remain there. So go, O Moses, you and your Lord, and fight. Here we are sitting." They said a great word. So Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, prostrated. In honor of this speech. And anger to God Almighty. I feel sorry for them due to the consequences of this article. Most of them were determined to abandon jihad. A great and terrible thing happened. Then Moses, peace be upon him, said to his Lord, apologizing, "Lord, I only have myself and my brother. So separate us from the immoral people." And God Almighty said, "It is forbidden to them for 40 years as they wander in the land. Do not feel sad, O Moses, for the disobedient people. They were punished for their neglect by wandering the land. They walk unintentionally. Day and night. They were where they were. And they touch where they are. Their movement was in that desert. In the form of rotation. In an area of only 60,000 kilometers." God Almighty said. And when Moses said to his people, "O my people, remember God's blessing upon you. When he made prophets among you. And he made you kings. And he has given you what he has not given to anyone else in the world. O people, you have entered the Holy Land, which God has written for you. And do not turn your backs. They will turn away as losers. They said, O Moses, there are mighty people there. We will not enter it until they leave it. If they leave it, we will enter. Two men who were afraid said, May God bless them. Enter the door on them. If you enter it, you will be wrong. And put your trust in God if you are believers. They said, O Moses, we will not enter it. Never as long as they are in it. So go, you and your Lord, and fight. We are sitting here. He said, My Lord, I have no control over anyone but myself and my brother. So separate us from the immoral people. He said, It is forbidden to them for 40 years. They wander in the land. Do not feel sorry for the immoral people. The children of Israel lived through this period of wandering. 40 years. A punishment from God for their failure to enter the Holy Land. But it is a punishment that is shrouded in mercy from every aspect of it. The children of Israel complained to Moses, peace be upon him, of extreme thirst. So Moses, peace be upon him, pleaded with his Lord and asked him to give them water. So God Almighty commanded him to strike the stone with his stick. When he struck it, 12 springs gushed from it, according to the number of their tribes. Fresh water emanated from it from every direction. God showed each tribe its own drinking place, so that there is no conflict between them. The stone was with them and they took it wherever they wanted. And they can drink from it if they want. Then they complained to Moses, peace be upon him, about the lack of food and fear of death due to hunger. So Moses, peace be upon him, called upon his Lord. So God sent down manna and quails to them. Manna is a drink that fell on them like honey. They mix it with water and then drink it. It falls on them in their place like falling snow. From dawn to sunrise. The man takes from them as much as is enough for his day. As for the quail, it is a fat bird like a pigeon. He came to them every morning. They take from him what they need for that day. So when the man took manna and quail, over his day's food spoiled for him. Then they complained to Moses, peace be upon him. So Moses called upon his Lord. So God shaded them with clouds. It is like clouds. But it is nicer and colder than him. It protects them from the heat of the sun. He walks with them wherever they walk. He resides above them where they reside. God Almighty said, And we divided them into 12 tribes and nations. And we revealed to Moses when his people asked him for water, to hit the stone with your stick. Then 12 springs gushed from it. All people have known their drinking place. And we shaded them with clouds. And we sent down to them manna and quails. Eat of the good things we have provided for you. And they did not wrong us. But they were wronging themselves. The children of Israel were tired of God sending down manna and quails to them. Good, wholesome, easygoing food. They delayed it and were not patient with it. They mentioned their livelihood. They were a people of lentils, onions, beans, and garlic. They said, O Moses, we will not be patient with one food. So pray to your Lord to produce for us of what the earth grows of its herbs and cucumbers. Its foam, lentils, and onions. Moses, peace be upon him, replied to them. With an answer that rebukes them and rebukes them for what they asked of these worldly foods. With the comfortable living and good, wholesome food they enjoy. He said, Will you replace what is inferior with what is better? Go down to Egypt, whichever Egypt you want, if you are able to do so. You are destined to wander on earth because of your disobedience to the command of your Lord. What you asked exists in any country you can enter if you can. So go if you want. And since their question was out of arrogance and wickedness, there is no need for it unless Moses answered them. God Almighty said, And when you said, O Moses, we will not be patient with one food. So pray to your Lord to produce for us of what the earth grows of its herbs. It's cucumbers, it's garlic, it's lentils, and it's onions. He said, would you replace what is inferior with what is better? Go down determined, for you will get what you asked for. They were subjected to humiliation and poverty. They incurred the wrath of God. That is because they disbelieved in the verses of God. And they kill the prophets unjustly. That is because they disobeyed and transgressed. With all these blessings that God has bestowed. They have it while they are young. However, the children of Israel appeared to be disobedient and disobedient. They rejected the rulings in the Torah. They dared to do what was forbidden. While they were sitting in it, they are blinded by their delusion. When God revealed to the mountain, so he moved from his place and rose into the sky, even if it is between their heads and the sky. Moses said to them, do you not see what my Lord Almighty says? Because you do not accept the Torah and what it contains, and act according to its provisions, I will protect you from this mountain. The pride of each man among them prostrated on his left eyebrow. He looks with his right eye at the mountain, for fear of falling on him. God Almighty said, as we mastered the mountain above them, like a canopy, they thought it was happening to them. Take what we have given you with strength, and remember what is in it. Perhaps you may become righteous. And from the events that happened to the children of Israel as well. There was a rich man among them. He has a poor nephew. He has no heir except him. When his death took a long time, kill him to inherit it. Then he threw his body on the road. Then he began to seek revenge. He brought people to Moses, peace be upon him. He claims they were murdered. Moses, peace be upon him, asked them. They denied it. They asked him to pray to God, to show them who the real killer is. So Moses, peace be upon him, called upon his Lord. So God Almighty inspired him to ask them to slaughter a cow. God Almighty commanded them by slaughtering a cow and not other animals. Because it is of the same type as what they worshipped. It is the calf. The people responded to this request. That they said, do you mock us and make fun of us? Moses, peace be upon him, answered them. I am not mocking you. And I don't make fun of you. This is none of my business. Nor is he of my creation. But it is God's command to you. When the people saw that he was serious about what he was saying, they asked him to show them the condition of the cow, which they want to slaughter. So Moses, peace be upon him, told them, she is required to be of moderate age. It is neither small nor large. However, the people refused to be aggressive in their request and the investigation into the question. So they started asking about its color. After they knew her age, Moses, peace be upon him, answered them by saying, the cow that God commanded you to slaughter. Very yellowish yellow. He marveled at her appearance and appearance. And good shape. Those looking at her. But these are the descriptions they asked about. It was not enough for them. So they started asking about what they needed. So they asked Moses to ask his Lord to further clarify the condition of the cow they were ordered to slaughter. Moses, peace be upon him, answered them. One of her characteristics is that she is sleepy. She is not humiliated by working in plowing or irrigating. It must be free from any defect. It has no color other than its color. When they found that all its qualities and advantages, they have completed, they acknowledged that the matter had become clear to them. So they started looking for that cow. They almost couldn't find it. Except one cow. These specifications apply. So they bought it for its weight in gold. Any cow was sufficient for them after the matter. But why did they stress? May God strengthen them. So Moses, peace be upon him, ordered them to slaughter the cow. So they slaughtered her. Then he ordered them to hit the dead man with any part of the cow. So they did. Life returned to the man again. So he got up and told about his killer. And he said, "The one who killed me was my heir, my nephew. Then he died." God Almighty said, "And when Moses said to his people, 'God commands you to slaughter a cow,' they said, 'Do you take us as a mocker?' He said, 'I seek refuge in God from being among the ignorant.' He said, 'Call upon your Lord to explain to us what it is.' He said that he says she is a cow, neither ripe nor virgin. Awan is in between. So do what you are commanded." He said, "Call upon your Lord to show us what color it is." He said that he says that it is a bright yellow cow that pleases the beholders. He said, "Call upon your Lord for us to make clear to us what it is. Indeed, the cow has become too familiar to us, and we, God willing, will be guided." He said that he says that she is a cow that does not plow the earth or irrigate the crops, safe and sound, without a blemish on her. They said, "Now you have come with the truth," so they slaughtered her, but they almost did not do so. And when you killed a soul and went about it, God will bring forth what you were concealing. So we said, "Strike him with some of it." Thus God gives life to the dead and shows you his signs that you may understand. The rest of the hadith, God willing, and God knows best. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God's blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and all his companions. You were with the stories of the prophets.